Ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, welcome to this 166th Military Committee in Chief of Staff session. It's wonderful to see so many Chiefs of Defense here today and also to see the strategic commanders. A warm welcome to those who have not attended the Military Committee in Chief of Staff of session before. Let me start by saluting my predecessor in disappointment, Admiral Di Paola, and congratulate him on his exceptional leadership of the Military Committee. I had the honor and privilege to serve with him, both as a military representative and later on as a Chief of Defense, and I can only express my thanks for the support he gave me. I will also use this opportunity to highlight it's wonderful to see him today as the Minister of Defense of Italy. But before we begin, I would like to remind everybody of what the purpose of the Military Committee is. The Military Committee is to provide relevant and timely advice to the North Atlantic Council. That advice informs their political decision-making, which in turn enables strategic commanders to carry out the task asked of them. It's, of course, for me an honor and a privilege to be sitting in the seat as a chairman and assisting in delivering military advice according to what I just described as to the role of the Military Committee. And let us have a look at what is facing us. We meet at this time facing some complex security challenges. Operations in Afghanistan are at a turning point, and security transitions to Afghan lead and security across North Africa and the Middle East is a continuing concern. President Obama recently described NATO as a force multiplier, and indeed, I think this is well demonstrated on operations, be it in Afghanistan, off the Horn of Africa, and in the Mediterranean, and notably over Libya in recent months. De ma position d'ancien chef d'état-major des armées du Royaume du Danemark, j'ai perçu l'opération en Libye comme un véritable succès interarmée multinationale de l'OTAN. Nous avons beaucoup de leçons à tirer de cette opération que nous devrons ensuite introduire dans nos travaux de transformation, mais vu du comité militaire, cette opération fut un succès. Les conditions de ce succès sont à mettre au crédit du comité militaire, de vous, qui a fourni au Conseil de l'Atlantique Nord les avis militaires pertinents et opportuns afin que les orientations politiques décidées permettent de donner des directives efficaces aux commandants stratégiques. Je souhaite m'appuyer sur ce succès et j'attends avec intérêt l'issue de nos discussions qui nous permettront d'aider l'Alliance à aller de l'avant. Now, of course, our near-term objective is to set the condition for success at the Chicago summit in 2012. The North Atlantic Council are seeking to achieve deliverables in a number of key areas, including strengthening partnerships with North Africa and Mediterranean countries, Afghanistan, defense capabilities, and NATO ballistic missile defense. Between now and Chicago, which I would characterize as about 15 minutes' time, we only have a handful of opportunities in which to set the conditions for success. The defense ministers' meeting in February, the foreign and defense ministers' meeting in April, followed shortly afterwards by another military committee in chief of staff session. We do not have much time in which to achieve a great deal, and we must work quickly in order to deliver success. Over the next 2 days, I aim for the military committee to engage on military matters relevant to all of these areas. My priority of effort is Afghanistan. I wish us to make progress on the NATO strategic plan for Afghanistan post-2014, and in the near term on our collective commitment to supporting the transition to Afghan security leadership and the transformation of the NATO force into one focused on the delivery of enduring security force assistance. To cover that issue, we will be joined by the NATO senior civilian representative and, of course, commander of the International Security Assistance Force, giving us the opportunity for a unique insight into how we are going to see and shape the future. Nous avons aussi un certain nombre d'autres points sur lesquels je souhaite faire des progrès significatifs, dans la perspective d'aboutir à des résultats tangibles au sommet de Chicago. Certains dépendent d'acteurs externes à l'OTAN, d'autres lui sont propres. Concernant nos relations avec les acteurs externes, avec le dialogue méditerranéen, notre première session de cette matinée, je souhaite explorer avec mes camarades membres de ce forum comment développer davantage les opportunités de partenariat avec les pays d'Afrique du Nord et ceux riverains de la Méditerranée. In the NATO-Russia Council format, I look forward to further enhancing our already healthy NATO-Russia cooperation. Further, in the Euro-Atlantic Partnership meeting, we will have a detailed discussion with our partners, and I look forward to learning from the observation of working with the Alliance on operations from Sweden and defense cooperation with a Nordic perspective from Finland. In the Kosovo meeting with our mission partners, we are fortunate to have a commander of the Kosovo force and the head of the European Union Rule of Law mission with us, and I look forward to a discussion on the future of that mission in the light of current events. Following achievement of what I hope will be clear outcomes on the external issues, I wish then to focus on the big internal challenge to NATO, which is indeed transformation. My number one priority in this area is to progress on implementation of the new NATO command structure, on the new structure which we have agreed upon. We will also discuss the latest progress on NATO defense capabilities, including the Smart Defense Initiative, which in the current economic climate potentially presents us with an opportunity of working together in a better way, of maximizing the scarce resources we have at our disposal, and ensuring that the Alliance can continue to meet the challenges it faces with the capability it needs. I look forward to a successful round of meetings. I thank you all again for attending, and I believe we should now get on with the business in hand. We have much to do. Pour ce qui est des médias, je tiens à vous exprimer mes remerciements pour votre participation à cette ouverture de la conférence, et je vous prie de quitter la salle.